this is Diala Harp. Welcome to my podcast, Combating Climate Change Amidst the Coronavirus. To the United States Environmental Protection Agency, to environmental politicians and policymakers across the globe, to anyone and everyone who shows any bit of concern for our Earth and the truly tragic direction it is headed toward, and most importantly, to the individuals who are seemingly indifferent to this disastrous situation we as humans are all faced with, I strongly urge you to thoroughly consider the issue of climate change right now, in the midst of the global COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Climate change has consistently worsened over the years, and environmental protection efforts to prevent its effects have become more and more urgent. We know that if we take too long to make necessary changes to reverse its catastrophic impacts, it will be impossible to do so at all. Since the beginning of April, I have been closely following the progression of climate change alongside the pandemic, particularly through Climate Home News, an independent news site that reports on worldwide political, economic, social, and natural impacts of climate change. Throughout this time, rather than making efforts to reinforce the positive natural environmental changes, such as reductions in air pollution made possible by the stay-at-home orders, we have been moving backwards. From the delay of the United Nations global climate talks to the disproportionately awful consequences of both the coronavirus and climate change in poorer populations, to weakened environmental regulations and rises in land grabbing and illegal gold mining in the Amazon rainforest, these are steps backward and away from combating climate change as we all should be. Moreover, the United States Environmental Protection Agency has announced several rollbacks on environmental regulations that further delay the continuation of improvements in our efforts against climate change. Nonetheless, we have seen instances of commendable actions taken in response to the issue. Iceland's government established a ban on unnecessary waste, and the government even used coronavirus stimulus money to switch to more sustainable energy sources, reduce carbon emissions, and fund climate change research. NASA has introduced 4 new research projects as a part of its Rapid Response and Novel Research in Earth Science initiative. And the scientific journal, Nature Climate Change, has also conducted studies since the rapid spread of the coronavirus. In terms of changes in reporting, we have also seen, as the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, informed, decreased observation and collection of global climate and atmospheric data. This is quite possibly due to increased news coverage of the pandemic and its spread, thus leaving less room for coverage of other major issues at hand, such as our current climate crisis. While many view this crisis as an issue of its own, with little association to other major worldly problems, climate change is a monumental issue, and the extent of its implications are still being discovered to this day. Researchers have begun studying links between climate change and COVID-19, thus demonstrating that there is still much to learn about its progression and influence on the rest of the world. Climate change affects every living being on this planet, from plants to insects, from animals to humans, and it will never cease maintaining a massive role in our legislation and societal norms, from a local level to a global one. The progression of climate change over the past few months very clearly demonstrates the massive influence of power dynamics and policymaking, political ideologies, and even social standings. A common quote many have heard states that those in power write history. And this is a theme we have come across several times in our discussion of Western civilizations. This began with our conversations about the validity of the mere notion of the West, as it was created by individuals, and it extended to our discussions about workers' conditions during the Industrial Revolution and the emergence of the social question as one of basic human rights and roles in society. The theme of power dynamics was even prevalent in our analysis of the motivation and lawfulness of imperialism and colonialism before, during, and after World War II. In each of these historical examples, we have considered the significance and direct association between power and influence in the growing Western world. Likewise, the significant issue of climate change, reporting about its development over the past few months, clearly demonstrates that the only way real, effective, positive change can be made with respect to climate change is if individuals, groups, and organizations in power strive to actually make these changes take effect. That is why I call on you, no matter your perceived role in society, to recognize the true gravity of the issue and to do everything in your power to slow the progression of climate change. Whether you are a policymaker or a student, make your voice heard to show the dire need to combat climate change, especially in the midst of the pandemic. Thank you.